Wisconsin nonprofits and some businesses say they're scrambling to understand what a potential federal funding freeze means for them. It's Thursday, January 30th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Mallory Chang, in for Alex Crow today. Coming up, it's officially tax season, and Wisconsinites now have the option to do their federal and state taxes online for free. And superstar Bad Bunny got some help on his new album release from a University of Wisconsin-Madison professor. Stay with us, we'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Elsa Chang from NPR News. I'm proud to work with stations around the country, including Wisconsin Public Radio, to bring you news you can trust. Every day, we do our best to uncover the backstory and ask tough questions, to give voice to the diversity of our nation and share moments of beauty and joy. This comprehensive reporting is possible thanks to listener contributions. Be a part of this important work with your gift to Wisconsin Public Radio at WPR.org.
Days after President Donald Trump's White House said all federal grants and loans would be frozen, Wisconsin nonprofits say they're trying to understand what that means. Anya Van Wagtendonk has more.
Wisconsin receives billions of federal dollars each year. Lots of that ends up in local government or nonprofit groups that provide things like housing, food, or childcare. Mike Ray is the executive director of the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin. He said federal funds support much of their work, including a Meals on Wheels program that serves about 1,300 elderly people in Marathon, Lincoln, Langlade, and Wood counties.
There was a lot of just unknown. You know, how is this going to impact? What's the immediacy of this? Does this mean like today's operations? Like I need to, you know, stop today's operations in regards to this?
On Wednesday, the Trump administration rescinded a memo about the freeze, but said executive orders requiring spending cuts still stand. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
President Donald Trump is ordering U.S. schools to stop teaching what he views as critical race theory and other material dealing with race and sexuality. In his order, the president specifically called out the Madison Metropolitan School District. The order contends Madison policy says schools should, quote, disrupt the gender binary by teaching students to embrace different gender identities. The president declared that K through 12 schools could not use federal money to, quote, indoctrinate children. He called critical race theory an inherently racist policy, and it says schools that promote social transition for students would face legal action. Madison school officials could not immediately be reached for comment. Trump's order directs the education secretary to craft a strategy within 90 days to, quote, end indoctrination in schools. Liberal Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford is facing scrutiny for participating in a donor call advertised as a chance to put two U.S. House seats in play before the 2026 election. Rich Kramer has more.
The invitation to Democratic donors references Liberal Justice Janet Protasiewicz's election in 2023, which led to the Supreme Court striking down Republican-drawn Assembly and Senate maps as unconstitutional. The invite goes on to state that a Crawford victory in April would, quote, result in Democrats being able to win two additional U.S. House seats ahead of the 2026 midterm elections. Republicans called it a clear reference to the prospect of another lawsuit challenging Wisconsin's congressional voting districts. Crawford's campaign denies the allegation and says she's never commented on congressional redistricting. Her campaign says Crawford was on this call briefly to share her background and why she's running. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Fourteen people were arrested yesterday for their part in a drug trafficking scheme in the Milwaukee area. The investigation began when drugs were found in a vehicle during a traffic stop in West Allis in 2023. West Allis Police Chief Patrick Mitchell says that eventually led to an operation involving law enforcement from seven agencies. 19 people in total are facing charges for manufacturing and dealing fentanyl, heroin, and cocaine. Milwaukee County District Attorney Kent Lovern spoke about the case.
A day like this, where we're holding individuals accountable, and we certainly have a long way to go in the court process, that should be a clue to other individuals to find another line of work.
Police executed the search warrants yesterday. They recovered 12 guns and a kilo of cocaine. Tax season started this week. As Nick Rommel reports, there's a new tool that could help make filing returns a little simpler.
The federal government has rolled out its direct file system this year in 25 states. One of them is Wisconsin. The system lets most taxpayers file straight to the IRS for free. Once you do your federal return, the website takes you to Wisconsin's WisTax service to do your state taxes. Jennifer Bacon is the communications director for the Wisconsin Department of Revenue. She says direct file returns have already started coming in.
They have been seamless, and we're hearing from people that it's really easy to use, really user-friendly.
The free service is available at directfile.irs.gov. Nick Rommel, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And finally, Puerto Rican superstar Bad Bunny reached out to a Wisconsin professor for help on his new album release, Debí Tirar Más Fotos. Anna Mariani reports the project focuses on Puerto Rico's history.
Jarrell Melendez-Badillo is a history professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He was on vacation with his family in December when Bad Bunny's team asked him to help write history explainers to go along with his album release.
I'm a huge fan, so I immediately said yes.
The explainers now accompany each song on YouTube. For example, the song What Happened to Hawaii plays behind an explainer connecting U.S. control of the two islands.
Hawaii went through a process of Americanization, displacement of peoples and their cultures. And so he's using history in order to think about the potential futures of Puerto Rico.
Bad Bunny will perform his new album at a sold-out residency in Puerto Rico this summer. Anna Mariani, Wisconsin Public Radio.
For me, the song that is stuck in my head from that Bad Bunny album is Debí Tirar Más Fotos de Cuando Que Tuve. You know, you might have seen the Instagram reels or TikTok sound and people posting their loved ones of that they should have taken more pictures with. That always gets me every single time. But enough of my singing. Before we let you go to start your day, a quick check in weather. Temperatures will feel almost spring-like today with highs in the low 40s up in the north and to mid-50s in the south and clear and sunny skies across the state today. And that's today's podcast. Thank you for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm your host, Mallory Chang, in for Alex Crow today. Our producers were Bridget Bowden and John Davis. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great day. Take care.